Jesus is the central figure from beginning to end. He is the beginning and the end. And you can find him in every book of the Bible if you have the spiritual eyes to see it. That in the book of Genesis, he is the seed of the woman that the Father promised Adam and Eve. In Exodus, he is the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he is the high priest. In Numbers, he is the smitten rock. In Deuteronomy, he is the prophet. And in Joshua, he is the captain of the Lord of hosts. In Judges, he is the creator and the final judge. In Ruth, he is the heavenly kinsman redeemer. In Samuel, he is the anointed one. In Kings, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In Chronicles, he is the glory of God in the temple. In Ezra, he is the teacher comes from God. In Nehemiah, he is the rebuilder of broken lives. In Esther, he is the protector of his people. In Job, he is the only comforter in times of trouble. In Psalm, he is our good shepherd. In Proverbs, he is the wisdom of God. In Ecclesiastes, he is the preacher of the kingdom of God. In the Song of Songs, he is the bridegroom who's coming to his bride, the church. In Isaiah, he is the mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In Jeremiah, he is the potter who shapes. In Ezekiel, he is the wheel inside the wheel. In Joel, he is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. In Jonah, he is the salvation of our Lord. In Micah, he is the great intercessor. In Habakkuk, he is the God of mercy. In Zephaniah, he is the establisher of the kingdom of God upon the earth. In Haggai, he is the desire of all nations. And in Zechariah, he is the branch of Jehovah. In Malachi, he is the refiner's fire. Before Abraham was, I am. I am. You see him in Matthew as the kingly Messiah. In Mark, he is the miracle worker. In Luke, he is the great physician. In John, he is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. In Acts, he is the risen Lord. In Romans, he is our justification. In Corinthians, he is our sanctification. In Galatians, he is our liberation. In Ephesians, he is our perfection. In the Philippians, he is our joy. In Timothy, he is the judge of all men. In Titus, he is the redeemer of the world. In Hebrews, he is the author and the finisher of our salvation. In James, he is the healer of all nations. In John's epistles, he is the Word of God. In Jude, he is the coming Lord. In Revelation, he is the Alpha and the Omega, the root of Jesse, the root of David, the Lamb of God, the Word of God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.